There has been, and I'm quite embarrassed to say that there has been a lot of discrimination in healthcare. People who identify themselves as LGBTQ actually were not treated equally. So for those reasons and several other reasons, people may not actually get their preventive exams done. They might be diagnosed with a preventable condition much later because of their reluctance in seeking healthcare. And this could have been from their previous experience or the stories they might have heard of someone else not getting treated correctly or well.
This was one of the most disappointing things I've heard in a long time. I was really disappointed in healthcare and the medical system and how humans treat other humans, because now it's affecting individuals' health because they don't feel comfortable coming forth and getting needed medical care.
When people are not accessing their healthcare, it also, because of previous experience, maybe by being discriminated again as a population, discriminated by a family member or friend, by being rejected or threatened or treated unfairly, people may have this underlying anxiety or sadness, or having had the experience of rejection, people can actually carry a lot of sadness underneath. And we know when there is anxiety and unresolved emotions that can affect the physical health. So not only the mental health, but also physical health of the individual.